Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we know and love that song here in St. Louis. Gloria, Laura Branigan, the unofficial official theme song of the St. Louis Blues. And we are joined now, a very special guest, Kathy Golick, Laura Branigan's manager. She manages Laura's estate affairs and kind of her reputation. Of course, Laura Branigan passing away back in 2004. Kathy, thank you for joining us on KMOX this morning.
Good morning, George. How are you doing?
Doing very well indeed. And so is this song, at least in this market. It's been number one for a while. When did you first get wind of the fact that this was really becoming kind of an institution in St. Louis?
Well, I first heard about it back in February on Twitter. I saw a Blues fan talk about it being played after a Blues victory. And I really didn't think a whole lot about it at the time. I thought that was maybe a one-off thing. But then as time went on, the Blues kept on winning, and I was seeing more tweets about it, and then the media picked it up. There were a few stories, and I just saw it start to take off, and here we are today, just this boom, this big explosion with it all.
And it popped up, it made it onto the iTunes charts for a while. I mean, this is really, this song has really been revived, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. It's wonderful. It's a 37-year-old song, so it's absolutely terrific to see it charting again.
Now, were you a hockey fan before this? Because I know you're keeping up now, but were you a hockey fan before this came about?
Casually. I live in the Pittsburgh area, so I'm in Penguins territory. And, of course, they won a few Stanley Cups of their own in the past, so it's a big hockey town around here. So I watched casually, but not as much as I've watched this year. Definitely a hockey fan now, and definitely a Blues fan.
Now, we lost Laura back in 2004, somewhat tragically, for the folks who don't know the story, a brain aneurysm. She died very suddenly, died very young, just 52 years old. What do you think she would make of all this if she were here today?
Oh, she'd be absolutely elated with it. She would just be, first of all, humbled by it, and just she would just think it's the greatest thing. If she were here, I know we would have had her participate in a big way. She would have loved everything about it. She would have been absolutely over the moon about it. Just so excited that the song is, associated with the team and the wonderful fans and really the whole city of St. Louis.
Now, you've been in charge of her legacy since, but you knew her as well. Obviously, I've seen the picture of you with her on the Twitter page, among other places. What was she like?
She was very humble, very genuine, very down-to-earth person. If she walked in a room and you talked to her, you wouldn't even know that she was who she was, that she was a singer, because she was just a very special person. She was extremely talented, but as in her private life, very shy. Very just, loved the simple things in life and just a great person.
That had to have been such a shock when she passed away. Was there ever any, you can read like on the Wikipedia page, they talk about there had been some headaches or anything. Was there any hint that was coming?
No, there really was not. And like I said, I got the call and I couldn't believe what I heard. Just so sudden and so unexpected.
So one thing I wanted to mention, by the way, for folks who don't know this, the Boston Bruins, well, not really the Bruins, but some CBS guy in Boston who is a Bruins fan, was trying to take Gloria for the Bruins' use doing that on Twitter. And he also had some shirts printed up, Play Gloria for the Bruins. And you went on Twitter on Laura's account and you called him out on this. What did you think when you saw that?
I'm like I said on my tweet, what is that? Yeah, Mr. Blackburn of CBS Sports. I couldn't believe it. I saw Gloria and I saw the word Bruins and I'm like, no, no, you don't. Get your own song. This is a St. Louis Blues song. I mean, granted, the song is a great song, but it's already taken by the Blues. So, yeah, I had a bit of fun with that.
So, can we expect to find you locked in front of a TV this afternoon for Game 5?
Most definitely. Most definitely. I'll be sitting there with my Blues jersey on. It says Brannigan in the back and number 82 for the year that Glory was released.
When did you get that, by the way? I saw it on the Twitter page. Did you go online and order that, or did someone send it to you?
Yeah, I know. I actually ordered it, and been having it for a few weeks now.
Fantastic. Well, listen, Kathy Golic, thank you so much for joining us this morning here on KMOX. We all know the song. The song is Gloria. Kathy, kind of the legacy manager for Laura Brannigan, who passed away in 2004, and quite a legacy it has become here in St. Louis with Gloria. And Kathy's even got her Blues jersey with number 82 and Brannigan on the back. Thank you so much for joining us, Kathy.
Thank you so much, George. Go Blues.
KMOX News Time, 9:12.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.